2017 on the whole was a pretty darn good year, and definitely looking forward to continuing to build upon it and make 2018 even better, hopefully. Diz Runs Radio, episode 512, starts in 3, 2. Welcome back to Diz Runs Radio, where I talk with runners from all corners of the running world about running, life, and everything in between. I'm your host, Denny Cray, and it's just about time to head out the door for an easy run and a great conversation. So if you're ready, then I'm ready. Let's get started. Hello and happy New Year. Hope if you're listening to this on New Year's Day, you're nursing the hangover and things are feeling, you're starting to come back to life. Welcome back to the land of the living. For those of you that are like me and went to bed by, 10 o'clock last night, and we're up early, ready to go. New year, clean slate, starting fresh. Hope everybody is looking forward to 2018. Hope you had a great 2017 and, just ready to build on it. That's the score, the story. I was going to say the score, and then I was going to say the story, and they both came out. But that's the story for me. 2017 on the whole was a pretty darn good year, and definitely looking forward to continuing to build upon it and make 2018 even better, hopefully. Just continue to grow, continue to improve, continue to learn, and hopefully continue to share some things with you that are useful, that are helpful, and that will help you to do the same with your running. And maybe, as we've often talked about before, some of these running lessons might bleed over into real life as well, and maybe make you a little bit better person beyond running as well. That's certainly my goal, and hopefully we can make something like that happen. So today's just gonna be a quick episode, not an interview, because I know there's football games on today, there's hangovers to take care of, there's things to do on January 1st. Hopefully there's a few miles mixed in there as well, but I just wanted to let you know of a few things that that will be changing or will be a renewed emphasis on for the new year. And but before we do that, I want to let you know that for the most part, the things that you're probably the most concerned about, they're staying the same. The podcast isn't going anywhere. We're at 500 plus episodes now, 512 for today, and no plan on slowing down or changing anything up there. Monday, Wednesday, Friday will continue to be the schedule with the same kind of generic frameworks in place as usual. The Friday episodes, for the most part, will almost always be quick tip episodes. Monday and Wednesday will continue to be interviews and chats with other runners, with that last Monday or Wednesday episode of the month being the Q&A episode. Obviously, from time to time, things might shuffle a little bit, if we do best of episodes, if/when we go on a vacation or things like that. But for the most part, you can count on, the same Monday, Wednesday, Friday rotation going forward in 2018. Not gonna mix anything up there. But there are some other things that are changing. I have been a fan before. I've talked about this before of the new year and having some new goals, or having some new things to work towards. You can call them resolutions. You can call them goals. You can call them intentions. You can call them whatever the heck you want to call them. But what are some of the things that I'm going to be doing differently in 2018, at least that relate to you or as you will be concerned about? And so I've just got a few of those things. I just want to let you know kind of what some of those plans are for this year. And then I'll go ahead and sign off, and we'll be back on Wednesday, the 3rd of the month, with the newest interview and, hitting the ground running here in 2018. So a couple of changes just to let you know about, and then hopefully some things that you'll be interested in as well. The first one, you're going to be hearing me talk a bit more about Patreon this year. I kind of have a quiet goal. It's something I think I've maybe mentioned once or twice, but of getting to the point where I don't need/want/care to look for sponsors for the show. I would love to have the podcast to be you know, pretty much completely listener supported, and Patreon is the platform to do that. So I've talked about in the past about, you know, if you're willing to buy me a cup of coffee every month, it's much appreciated. And the more people that do that, obviously the farther that goes. And that will continue to be kind of the rallying cry. If you want to buy me a cup of coffee, it would be very much appreciated for, you know, if that seems like a fair deal to you for the show in exchange for a few bucks to buy me a cup of coffee, you know, we'll call that a good deal. But I do want to add a little bit more to the pot, to add a little bit more incentive to you if you're thinking about maybe should I do it, should I not? Because quite honestly, up until this point, it's basically been, if you want to be a patron of the show, that's great. It helps. It keeps the show going and growing. But if not, no big deal. Like, you're going to keep getting the show anyway, right? So what is the incentive? And so I'm going to throw a few extra things out there this year. And this lineup, subject to change, but the way I see it right now, what I'm going to try to do, or what I'm going to do as a trial period, and if it seems like it's a good thing, then we'll keep on with it. But twice a month, I'm going to do a live, whether it's a webinar or a Zoom channel chat or something. I'm going to do an interactive call with all of the patrons, or at least everybody obviously that wants to be on board or can attend, to basically do a free coaching or Q&A type of call. So, you know, kind of group environment. Anybody that wants to jump on can jump on as long as they're a patron, obviously. And you know, we'll chat a little bit. If nobody has any questions, it'll just be a short and quick and sweet and see you later. But if somebody's struggling with something injury related, training related, just any type of questions, you know, anything that's specific to you that you want discussed some insight on, that'll be available twice a month. The first Tuesday and the third Tuesday of each month. We're not going to start tomorrow, because I want this to get going. And I obviously got the webinars going tomorrow as well. So, can't conflict with that. And if you're not familiar with that yet, disruns.com/best year, check out, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, this month, starting the new year. Looking at goals, looking at how to set yourself up for success, and looking at kind of that process of going from where you are now to where you want to be. Those are the topics for the next 3 days. But disruns.com/best year, you can get in on that. But starting the third Tuesday of this month, which as I look at my calendar is the 16th, we'll do our first patron only Q&A call. And so you can jump on and we can chat a little bit, have a little fun. Again, if you have questions, concerns, issues that you're dealing with, it's a chance to get some free coaching. Well, free in exchange for buying me that cup of coffee every month, obviously. So that's something that's going to happen. Also, I want to give a little discount on some things to the patrons. So, you know, if you want to buy a paid for coaching consulting call, that would be something that I'll give a discount on. Or as I have more courses and things like that are created, it's something that I'm going to be definitely planning to work on this year, but I'm not going to put any due dates on anything. I've learned from the book fiasco that I don't put due dates on things anymore. I put them together, and when they're real close to being ready, I'll start to announce them instead of when they're still out there in the horizon a bit. But you know, typically kind of a 50% savings, which would be the same as what my clients get as well. So it kind of puts you on that even field as far as, you know, you're invested in me regularly, you're helping support the show regularly on a regular basis. So if there's some extra things that you need or want that I have, you know, I can give you a little bit of discount on that. Coaching prices aren't going to change, or aren't going to be a discount. You know, that's already a steal, I think, and we'll get to that in a minute. You know, for patrons, I want to do a little bit more, and there may be more coming as well. You know, as things continue to go and grow, and more people jump on board, it gives me more opportunities to do more things. So, you know, that's something that I think we can look forward to, or I'm planning to make happen, and you can definitely look forward to. So if you're interested in supporting the show, patreon.com/disruns is the link. You can choose any amount from like a dollar to, you know, 10, 15, 5, 3, whatever per month. And it's definitely appreciated. So Patreon, patreon.com/disruns. Additionally, you know, beyond the Patreon changes, which is something I'm excited about, and hopefully something that you're excited for as well, I'm thinking about doing a quarterly coaching webinar. I do one of these every month for my clients where we talk about various, you know, whatever topic makes sense at the time. If there's a lot of people racing, we might do, you know, pre-race strategy or race day strategy. We've done heat things before as the summer months start to approach. We've done running in the cold as the winter months start to approach. Just kind of whatever, you know, I usually just float it out to my clients. If they have anything that they're interested in, they give me a topic and we go with it. And I coach on it for, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, something like that once a month. And I'm not going to do that once a month necessarily. For everyone, because they usually happen in the evenings, and I like to have, you know, some evening time with my family, of course. But once a quarter, I think, is maybe a good place to start with that. And so I don't know exactly the date for that yet. You know, I'm not going to set it out months in advance per se. But somewhere probably in February or you know, mid February to early March, somewhere in there. Stay tuned. I'll be sure to let everybody know a couple weeks in advance. I'll certainly plan it out that far at least. And you can you know, jump in and whatever the topic is, if that's something that interests you or something that you want to learn more about or you struggle with, hopefully it'll be something that will be helpful. That's always going to be the goal. And if you have suggestions for webinar topics, please let me know. I'm always happy to, I would prefer to do something that people are already interested in as opposed to try to just come up with something and hope that people are interested in it. So any topics for future webinars that you're interested in, please let me know. And even if I can't do all of them, if I get flooded with suggestions, that's a good fodder for quick tip episodes, for other things that may come down the line as well. So let me know what you're struggling with, what you're curious about, and we'll kind of go from there as you know, as the time you know, as we get to each point, you know, we'll address those concerns, those questions as we go. Additionally, I kind of mentioned the coaching. That's not going anywhere. It's I love doing it. I have some great clients and certainly have room for a few more. And if you're interested in the Coterie, if you've been on the fence about joining the Coterie, which is kind of the hybrid group thing where you still get a completely custom training plan, but then there's some group dynamics. Like there's the monthly webinar that I talked about. You know, there's some other things. You can check that out at disruns.com/coterie. But right now the price is $65 per month. There's some changes, some tweaks, some improvements that I'm working on that I shared with all of my clients last month in December, towards the end of the month, kind of got their feedback on some things and making some adjustments and some tweaks to make things better. Cause always looking to improve, always looking to improve the process and improve, the experience for my clients and make it as beneficial for them as possible. So once I fully implement some of those changes and tweaks and adjustments, which, is a priority, but isn't necessarily the number one priority, but somewhere in the next probably couple of months, 2 to 3 months, those will all be implemented. When those are all implemented and in place and the kinks are worked out and we're ready to go, the price will be jumping from $65 per month to $75 per month. Now, to be clear, if you're already in the group at $65 per month, or if you're some of the folks that have been in it for longer where it's $55 a month, or even we've got one from the original days where it's $45 per month, those prices don't change. Once you're in, that your price is your price. So, you know, this isn't like a last minute deadline. You have to jump in at the Coterie right now or the price is going to change. But if you get in before the price does change, it will stay whatever rate that you're paying. So, just a heads up, you know, not trying to be sleazy, salesy, you know, the price is going to change and blah, 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 blah. But just letting you know what's going on, that will be changing. So, you know, new year might be a good time to jump in if you're interested. But if not, it's going to still be well worth it at the newer price. And again, for everybody that's in, your price stays the same. Don't worry about me changing the price on you. That's not my style at all. Two other things, and then we'll sign off for today. And you can get on with your day, your New Year's Day or your second or your third, whatever day you're listening to this episode. I'm looking to do some more extras for people in the Facebook group in 2018. So one thing that I did that wasn't hugely popular, but I enjoyed it, was somewhere, I can't remember exactly, a couple, 3 months ago, I put a post up before I went out on my long run on a Saturday morning. So it was early in the morning. But I put a post up that said, basically, here's my phone number and give me a call. If you want to chat, if you want to just shoot the breeze, have a fun conversation, talk running, talk life, talk whatever. If you want a free coaching call, basically, you can come and ask me a coaching question, whatever. I'm out for a bunch of miles. I'm going to be out there for a couple, 3 hours. Here's my phone number. Give me a call. And one person took it up. Well, actually, two people. The second one was my daughter. So she has license to call. call me anytime anyway. But, you know, we chatted with Stephanie Wattenbarger for a little bit. And it was really cool. And it's something that I want to do more of. So, you know, it's not necessarily going to be every week. It's not going to be all the time. It's not going to always be premeditated or well advanced noticed. But that's the type of thing, those type of bonuses, those type of little extras that I'm planning on doing more of. And that may include some giveaways. That may include some just random, you know, live streams or I don't know what it all might entail. Like, who knows? I didn't know at this time last year that we'd be doing a Daily Diz post every day, that we'd be doing the Proverb Dell podcast every day. But you know, if you're interested in more of the community feel, having some fun, we do have a lot of fun in the Facebook group. At least I think I have a lot of fun. Hopefully the people in the group do as well. Come join the Facebook group. And, you know, there will continue to be more extras, more things that, that the group provides that will be exclusive basically to that group. So come join us there, dizruns.com/Facebook. And, that'll redirect you right to the page. Or obviously if you're on Facebook tooling around, just search for Diz Runs and you'll find us and join the group and we'll have a good time there. And then last but not least, something that I'm going to try, I'm going to dabble with it and see what happens, but I'm going to be consistent with it for a little while before I decide if I like it or don't like it, is Instagram stories. So if you follow me over on Instagram, Diz Runs, pretty much the same place to follow me everywhere. I'm going to try to get into the daily stories game, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 posts a day. I don't know, with some behind the scenes stuff, some fun stuff, probably some accountability stuff. So when I go for a run, especially when I get back into the early morning run scene, which, you know, right now isn't a priority in Florida because, it's actually comfortable during the day to go run as well. So, I can sleep in a little bit more and get my runs in midday, but, I'm going to use it kind of as an accountability thing for myself to get my runs in, to stay on task, to do some work around the house, or, you know, to continue to do the work I need to do some things around the house, just, you know, just really behind the scenes stuff. So, if you're interested in that, you can follow along there. And if it seems pretty lame and pretty boring, then maybe that might not be a thing that lasts all year, but we'll give it a good month, 2 months, 3 months, something like that to see how it shakes out. And who knows, but, I've never really gotten into it before. I've done a few story posts here and there, but nothing major. And so we're going to try it in 2018. Why not? It's a new year. Try something new. That's kind of the story of my every new year is a good chance to try something new. And I'd encourage you to do the same. So as we'll wrap up this episode, but you know, as the new year's here, try something different. Try something new. Maybe it's running related. Maybe it's you know, something completely outside of your running life. You know, whether maybe it's food choices or entertainment choices or whatever. It's a new year. Try something. Maybe it works. Maybe it falls flat. Who knows? But you don't know until you try. So try something new. I'm trying the Instagram stories. I'm you know, changing up some things with Patreon. Just doing all these things to kind of tweak a little bit and see what happens. And if things work out, great. And if not, hey, lesson learned. Move forward. But like I said, the podcast stays the same. So thank you for listening. Thanks for continuing to share it, promote it, talk about it, and on your blogs, on your websites, on your social medias, all those things. It really means a lot. And looking forward to just another great year of showing up in your headphones a few times a week, and you know, going places with you, going on runs, going on trips, going on road trips. But I just thank you always for taking me with you, and I hope you'll continue to do so. So with that, we'll go ahead and shut this thing down for today. I'm looking forward to the new year. I hope you are as well. And until then, please be well. Please take good care. And we'll talk soon. All right. See you guys.